Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, later in the hour, we'll give you a chance to win Aerosmith tickets. We'll do that at 9:45, so keep listening for your chance to win. Right now, we're going to head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Tariq El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. Tariq, what's up?
Good morning, fellas.
Will Tariq was be Tariq in part Philly of
the,
tonight?
He was on the alt cast last night. Was he part of the alt cast when you did it,
yes.
Cakes? And,
yes.
And Gabby
yes.
said, who the hell is this guy?
Yes, they were. Those weren't the exact words from
very disrespectful.
From Coach Boudreau.
He said, I don't know you, and then paused, and then he said, very well.
That's correct.
That was pretty funny. That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought it was funny more than anything.
Right.
Will you be in Philly tonight, Tariq, or are you going to be, what's your role tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be here in D.C. Monitoring the situation, getting ready for the first round of the playoffs.
Ooh, how are you feeling?
I like that confidence. I like the bravado.
Well, I guess that answers my next question. How are you feeling about tonight?
I like the Caps' chances. This team has been one of the more resilient teams I've covered over the past couple of decades. They've been able to bounce back from bad stretches. They are at their best against when their backs are against the wall. And if you dig in and look at the numbers a little bit too, they've been one of the best teams in the NHL this season on 0 days rest going into a road game. Look, if Charlie Lindgren plays the way he has over this little stretch, I think the Capitals win and they get in.
Yeah, how big is that signing? Let's go back a few years with McClellan signing Lindgren to a three-year, I believe it was a $3.3 million deal. Like, he was signed clearly to be the backup, to provide some competition. This team wanted to get out of the whole Samsonov, Vanacek, who's the top goalie, so they signed Kemper to the big deal, and now Kemper's nailed to the bench, and Lindgren is just playing his ass off, shuts out the Bruins last night. That's six on the season. I mean, he's been the team MVP, at least for the last month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a doubt, he's been the team MVP. He's been one of the best goaltenders in the league all season. And, going back to that signing, absolutely massive. The Capitals have done a very good job over the last few years of identifying players who maybe weren't getting the responsibility or the minutes they deserved and were maybe, in their late 20s, which Charlie was. I believe he was 28 when he signed this contract. Dylan Strome is another example of that. They've got a very good pro scouting staff that has a good pulse on the league and is able to unearth these gems. And, when they signed Lindgren to that deal, $3.3 million, $1.1 each year for 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's a little more than, some backup goaltenders get. A lot of teams, get their number one, they sign them to a $4 or $5 million deal, and then they have, a guy that's on a minimum deal as their backup. The fact that they signed him to a little bit more than that minimum deal, I think spoke to this team's confidence in Lindgren's ability to step in, if needed, into a bigger role. And, you know, there's no renegotiating contracts in the NHL. Mm-hmm. It's not like football where you can, you know, rip up your deal and sign a new one, unfortunately, for Charlie, because, you know, he's earned every bit of that and definitely a big raise. But, you know, just the way he has stepped in and carried this team, and it's really hard to draw a comparison to another sport and how important one player can be in hockey. And goaltenders just play such a huge role, especially this time of year. I mean, we have seen what a, you know, struggling goaltender can do to a very good team. He can totally submarine their chances. And we've also seen over the past several years what a really, really good goaltender who's hot at the right time can do to a team that maybe has some deficiencies. And I think you're seeing that right now with the Capitals.
What do you think Mac does as far as Lindgren's deal? You mentioned that he's coming into the last year of it. Does he just redo his deal over the summer and try to find another landing spot for Kemper and elevate Lindgren to the clear number one? How do you see that playing out?
You know, I don't see that playing out exactly how you explained it there. I mean, I think, you know, Lindgren has another year on his deal at $1.1 million. I think, if anything, maybe you do give him an extension. Now, that doesn't supersede his contract for next year. That's not how it works in the NHL. He'll still earn $1.1 million, but maybe they say, hey, we'll tack on 2 years to the end of that deal at, let's say, $3.5 million or whatever, to kind of, as a reward for what he's done for the team this year, especially if they get into the playoffs, and also just to make sure there are no questions going into next year about what his future may look like. With Kemper, look, you know, he's not had the year that he wanted for himself or the team expected from him. At his age and that contract, I think it'd be very hard to move him. I don't think the Caps are even thinking along those lines right now. I think what they're hoping is that Kemper had an off year and that he'll bounce back. And we've seen that time and again from goaltenders. I always tell people goaltenders are like closers in baseball. It's such a mental game in addition to confidence, in addition to physical for goalies. And when they lose it, sometimes they lose it bad and they can't find it, but then they can go and regroup in the off season and, you know, figure out where things went wrong, maybe change things up a little bit with their routine or some small details in their game, and they come back stronger the next year. And if I had to bet right now, with one game remaining in the regular season, those are going to be your two goalies to start next year, and maybe it'll be more of a competition for the number one role going into next season. But as things stand right now, I do not see a change in the goaltending tandem.
All right, so talk to us about Philly. What should we expect? I'm just kind of looking at the stats, and Washington is near the bottom of the league, not surprising, in goals per game at 2.64, but Philly ain't much better, 2.84. And then in shot percentage, Philly is next to last in the league at 8%. So I don't know how good their defense is. I don't know anything about their goaltender. I guess this guy Ersin is their goaltender.
Yeah.
So talk to me about Philly. What should we expect from them tonight?
Yeah, you know, I would say the Flyers are a team in the same vein as the Capitals. They've kind of overachieved this season. They are greater than the sum of their parts. You look at their roster and you don't see star players. You don't see a star goaltender. John Tortorella has them playing and punching a little bit above their weight right now. I would say their weakness, and I think you nailed it right there, is their depth and their goaltending. So, look, if the Capitals can repeat the way they played last night, that was arguably their best game in their most important moment of the season. The way they defended, the way they kept everything to the outside and defended the middle of the ice, and more importantly, they didn't tax Charlie Lindgren very much yesterday. So he should be pretty rested going into this game. If they can replicate that performance or anything close to it, I'm not that worried about this Flyers team. You know, the Flyers, they kind of have an identity. You know, Garnet Hathaway will probably try to mix things up. It'll probably be pretty physical. I'd imagine it'll be low scoring. But and that's how the Capitals want to play. That's how they want to play. They want to try and push the Flyers out of the game with their physicality. They want to keep this game low scoring, a low event type of game, much like last night. I just feel like they've got the momentum on their side right now. And as I've been saying this whole time, if Charlie Lindgren plays the way he has over this last little stretch, I think the Caps in their playoff drought at one season.
Hmm. We're joined by Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. So Lindgren is the team MVP, and close behind him, especially because of all the minutes he's logging, is John Carlson. He leads not only the Capitals, he leads the entire NHL in time on ice per game at 25.50. Drew Doughty's right behind him at 25.49. And look, John Carlson's not a young guy. He just ticked over 1,000 games played like last week. And for him to be logging those sorts of minutes with Sandin out, Jensen goes out in the Tampa Bay game recently, like their numbers are thin, and Coach Carberry's had to lean on John Carlson and give him extra minutes, and he's delivering. He scored the first goal last night.
I will tell you this about John Carlson. If you guys want to have some fun, just spend like four or five shifts watching the way he plays. Mm-hmm. He is the most efficient player I think I've ever covered, especially at 34 years old, knowing he's going to play 26, 27, 28 minutes. You watch how he is very judicious with how he expends his energy. You know, there are some guys who are just going 100 miles an hour in all directions all the time. They're just motor, motor, motor. John, and I think this is why he sometimes catches a little flack from fans. Sometimes it looks like he's lollygagging or maybe not giving it at all, but he's not. He's being smart. He knows if he's going to play 28 minutes, he can't go 100% every single minute of every game. He knows when to jump into the play and create offense. He knows when he needs to hang back, conserve energy, and also be in position to play good defense. I think you're exactly right. I mean, if Lindgren is the MVP, Carlson and probably Ovi, with the way he's played in the second half, would get a lot of votes too. The thing that really has jumped out to me about Carlson's game is, for a little bit there, he was so focused on the defensive end of his game. What made him special all those years, the offense, it really wasn't there. He was racking up assists, but he wasn't scoring goals. He wasn't delivering enough shots on net, I thought. But you look at these last 13 games, 5 goals. Half of his goal production on the season has come in the last couple of weeks. And they aren't just any old goals. They're game-winning goals. Carlson has 5 game winners on the season. That's tied with Dylan Strome and Alex Ovechkin for the most on the Capitals right now. And Carlson is arguably playing some of the best hockey of a very distinguished, potentially Hall of Fame career when the team needed it most.
Tarik, how tasty is the subplot if the Capitals are able to win tonight against the Flyers? They'll draw the wild card 2 spot. They would face the New York Rangers in round 1. Caps versus their ex-coach, Peter Laviolette. It's a tough one. The Rangers have racked up 114 points, tops in the East. They've got a plus 53 goal differential. They're high-powered, but it would be a fun one for the Caps fans if they faced off against the Rangers in round 1.
It absolutely would. I mean, you know, there aren't many times where you get to face your former coach in the playoffs that next season. So I think there would be some juicy subplots there. And also just, I feel like over the last, or during the Ovi era, I would have to look this up, but I feel like the Capitals play the Rangers every single time they're in the, I mean, of course it's the Rangers. It's always the Rangers. You know, these are teams that know each other well. I feel like there's some built-up hate. I feel like when you play teams within the division, but especially I would say the Rangers and the Penguins, there's another level of animosity between those teams. And again, that plays into the Capitals' hands, in my opinion. Look, we don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse. They got to win tonight. Right. They got to get in first. You know, that all said, the two things you need going into the playoffs is a hot goalie. Capitals check that box, and you need to be playing a very structured, defensive-oriented, grind-out, low-scoring games and be able to bounce back from tough bounces. And the Capitals have been doing that for 2 months. The Capitals have to be the mentally toughest team in the NHL right now, given what they've gone through. I mean, when they were 0-4-2 a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. everyone left them for dead.
Yep.
Once again, they bounce back.
So just looking at Philly, they've lost 11 of 15, and they had an eight-game losing streak where they gave up 42 goals in those eight games. So, and you were talking about their goaltending, clearly not very good. Their defense isn't very good. Their offense is not good. I mean, it's just a one-off, but just statistically, it looks – I'd like to play – I don't care where you play them, but I'm glad we're playing Philly rather than some of these other – certainly Pittsburgh or maybe a Detroit. I'm glad we're playing Philly in this particular situation just because they struggle. It looks like they struggle.
Yeah, they've certainly lost some of the momentum. They had kind of been a juggernaut there, like almost an inexplicable juggernaut. Again, along the same lines as the Capitals. I think a lot of people around the league for a long time have looked at the Capitals and gone, how are they a minus 38 and they're in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of the season, people were looking at the Flyers going, how are they? They had all that turmoil. They got a coach that's ranting and raving and getting in trouble and causing distractions. Their roster is just so-so. How are they also in the playoffs? So I think you're right. And the good thing is I know the Flyers have bounced back a little bit here and maybe regained their footing, but they have had a lot of struggles over the past month and a half. I would say you're right. Looking at the four teams that are jockeying for that last position, you know, I would say the Flyers are one of those teams. You know, I would say it wouldn't be bad to be playing the Red Wings either, a young team that hasn't done it yet. But the Flyers are also a team that doesn't have a core of guys who can say, hey, I know what it looks like. I've been there before. Follow me. So, I would say from a goaltending, defensive, and leadership standpoint, I think the Capitals have the edge.
Tarik, have fun covering it tonight on Monumental Sports. We'll be watching. Thanks again for the time, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep, that's right, Tarik El-Bashir, Capitals insider for Monumental Sports Network. Coming up next, how much could OJ's white Ford Bronco fetch at auction? We'll tell you next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Cakes, you're a good tipper. I just have a question.
I think I'm a decent tipper.
I think you're a pretty good tipper. I don't know about Bickle. I think he's a pretty good tipper.
I'm average.
You're average.
So 20% plus.
So I'm having mulch done today.
How many are going to be there?
I don't know. Three, probably?
I don't know. $20.
20? Is that it?
How long does it take them? An hour?
I would say 20.
I think it would probably take 2 hours.
I'm not big on tipping for services like that I pay for. Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm a restaurant tipper. I'm a bar tipper.
Mm-hmm.
So should I just tip 20%?
I'm a tipper on a guy like a mover.
Yeah.
I don't tip my like mulch guys.
I think you got to hook them a little bit.
No, I hook them with the freaking $500 you charge.
Well, I know, but they're not getting that.
Well,
I did mulching with my friends for a couple months, and very few times did we get tipped.
Yeah, I don't think that's a.
I don't
think you have to tip
people.
I think
all
you
time.
Just have to pay.
I feel
you have
like
a tipping fetish.
You pay your fee.
Well, because I like to make them feel good.
All right. So
send Tip $100 each. $100 each.
So that's a little bit outrageous.
You want to make them feel
out
good.
Of control.
All right. So maybe I'll go in the middle. Maybe 50 a pop.
All right. Well, if you tip them all that money, you're not going to have enough money to buy OJ's Bronco when it comes to auction.
Okay. How much do I have to pay for OJ's Bronco?
How much do you think you would have to pay for OJ's infamous Ford Bronco?
By the way, right now, Al Cowlings was driving around.
I can't believe this is actually a place. It's currently on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee. Maybe you can go visit it when you're going to watch right. the
I have
Hokies
no
beat
idea.
Up on the Commodores.
I have no idea what they're asking. I'm just going to take a wild guess. $3.7 million.
I mean, that's a little bit high.
Well,
that's a little high.
If it's a story, I figured it was a bit, it'd be a high number.
JP, do you have a guess?
All right, $400,000.
$285,000.
They've actually had offers up to $750,000 in the past. And now that there's renewed interest in all things OJ, the owners feel like they could get at least $1.5 million for OJ's white Ford Bronco.
Who owns it?
I don't know.
It's been in storage all these years.
No, it's on loan to a crime museum right now. Like, if you went to this crime museum in Tennessee.
So the owners of the museum think they can get $1.5 million.
They've loaned it to the people that own the museum.
Oh, I got you. So they think they can get $1.5 million.
Or more. They think they can get at least $1.5 million for it.
Maybe they'll get 3.7.
Maybe they could drive up the price.
Ugh, who would buy that?
I wouldn't pay 37 cents for it.
First of all, if you bought it, what
I could
would you
if
do
I
with
could flip it?
It?
I would if I could flip it.
If I could flip, of
do you
course.
Just have, do you just put it in your garage? Like,
I don't know.
Do you put it on display in your driveway? Like, what would you do with it?
I don't know. I guess you got to be like a car guy that probably has a garage.
Maybe it was an investment. Because it's like buying artwork from an artist who's on their deathbed.
Or buying an old-fashioned car.
My is uncle. That considered blood money, though, if you make money off of OJ's car?
It's a good question.
I think out of all the people in the world, you could make blood money off of OJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Uncle Lexi says old-fashioned cars.
Yeah.
Like from the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people like Jay Leno that collect cars.
Yeah, he's
like a weirdo like that.
I don't know. I feel like there's someone out there that maybe knew OJ was having health problems and then bought the car and just kind of sat on it, waited for him to die, and now is striking while the iron's hot.
I have big respect for the people that I see that bring their old school cars like up to like one of the shopping centers in Olney, like some weekends during the spring and summer.
Like a car show.
Seen those guys.
They're like muscle cars.
Yeah, the car
and
shows.
Like the cars from like the ZZ Top videos from the 80s. I mean, these cars are like, some of them are like 70, 80, 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you find a part for that car? Like, if you're rebuilding that car, you need a piece for the car. Where do you find... apart for like a, I'm just going to throw a name out there, for like an old Studebaker or like
I'm sure they're out there.
Vehicle that hasn't been built for 50 years.
Model T.
Yeah, how do you find parts for those cars?
Mm.
Where would you go? The junkyard? Like you go on eBay?
Yeah, maybe a scrapyard.
A scrapyard? You're going to go find just a part for your car?
Or you know, you 3D printer.
3D printer, that's true. I mean, if Bryson is smacking the ball with his 3D printed irons, I guess you could print out a piece of a 1940s car that they don't make anymore. I don't get it.
There's probably certain auto parts stores that are strictly for those old cars.
Maybe.
For sure. For sure.
So that's where you go.
Hey, can I ask you a side question?
Yes.
Valdez, I think you would be keenly interested in this. Is Scottie Scheffler a big phony?
Why? Because he was at the dive bar?
Yeah, all he did in all his interviews was talk about, tell his wife on camera and tell all the reporters, I just want to get home to my wife. I just want to get home to my wife.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm just going to answer these questions and I'm coming straight. And then he flies to a bar in Dallas before he goes home.
Well, where's his home?
Dallas area. In other words, all he did was tell everybody how much he was missing his wife.
Here's what happened. I can tell you exactly what happened.
They had a conversation on the plane.
He flies home. He sees his wife isn't going about to give birth. Then he just goes out and celebrates winning the green jacket again. Everything's good on the
plane.
He
said golf wasn't satisfying, though.
I don't think he went at home first. I think
You think he landed and just went straight to the dive bar?
Correct.
Maybe.
Hold on. So this was Sunday night.
Yes. The out is that he was wearing his green jacket. The out is that he called her and congratulated him. She said, "Hey, I'm going to sleep. Go ahead.
Stop by. Have a couple IPAs."
Right. What was his association with that bar?
Don't know.
Does he have a friend who owns it?
They say it's an iconic local dive bar.
EB, probably a little bit of a phony. I also thought it was overblown. Like, the due date is a couple weeks away, right?
Yeah. Well, I think somebody asked.
I mean, it happens every once in a while.
Somebody asked.
Right, it happens every once in a while. I mean, my wife delivered a month early, but.
Valdez, where do you stand? Big phony? They say it's not clear if he made a quick pick stop at home.
I'm going to say not a phony.
Okay. So what do you think? What is the reasonable explanation?
His wife could be the one taking the picture.
I don't think that she was photographed there. I mean, there's a bunch of pictures with him and all these drunkards.
She could have been the one taking the picture. My guess is that after the ceremony and everything, talked to her afterwards, got on the plane, texted, like, you say, I'll let you know when I land, or I'll call when
she
I land.
She said, go celebrate with the guys.
Yeah, she says, if I don't answer, I'm probably asleep. If I'm asleep, just go out, celebrate, see you in the morning.
I mean, if he was 5 or 10 minutes from the house, he could obviously
I'm sure it
get
wasn't
there.
That far.
Right.
But still, I'm just
blowing
up
the guy's
spot.
Starts,
he just, a big phone?
He's just trying to have a good time with his ugly green jacket.
I actually don't think he's a big phony.
You know why? You know why Eric hates Scotty Scheffler now?
Is he
now?
Threatening Tiger's
greatness? Yes, because he threatens Tiger's greatness.
That's probably part of
not
it.
Not even close. Good luck keeping this up for the next couple years.
See?
I hit the nerve.
Very defensive.
He's threatening Tiger's greatness.
The guy's got 2 wins.
I know, but in the data
he's got
golf
12
in the data golf era, he's the second best player in all of
he's
all
pretty
of
dominant
since
right
not,
now
since not, the 1990s.
Okay, he's on a little heater. This will be an average year for Tiger. Hey, Tiger would win. You didn't hit on nothing. He's so non-threatening to me. He's non-threatening. I consider him not a threat.
Well, why would you consider him a threat at all?
I don't.
Well, no, but I'm saying, why would you be threatened?
He's putting words in my mouth.
Why would you be threatened by another golfer? Like, you talk smack about Tiger. You hate Tiger.
He really threatened
Jack's
record. I don't
like him as a person.
Right, so why would you risk
for Jack's record? It's not Tiger's record.
Because he's so fun. He's so compelling to watch.
Well, I think his record of being number one in the world
well, now VJ
for like 11
and
years straight or whatever.
That's okay.
Right, okay.
But it happens. I mean, he beat a bunch of guys that missed the cut. He beat Jordan Spieth.
He's not fun to watch anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think he's entertaining.
No,
Tiger. I thought Tiger was fun to watch on Friday for sure.
Okay, but he was even par. It was a great even par round because of the weather.
Right.
But he's not fun to watch over 4 rounds.
It's not a referendum on Tiger the way Valdez thinks it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just asking.
It sounds like it.
I actually
don't. It's possible, EB, he's a phony. Tiger Woods was proven to be a phony. I don't think he is either. But
I actually don't think he is.
And it appears he did go home first or was greeted by his wife. Like, I just read an article.
Well, in the Daily Mail, it said it was unclear. So you're saying it did.
I read something not from the Daily Mail. Can't remember what it was from. Might have been on Bro Bible. And it said.
You look like that's more credible.
was greeted by his wife. And then he went out
he got
until 2 a.m.
He got permission to go out and party.
And they all said right. that it wasn't like wild, like, I can't
He's
remember
playing
who it was.
This week.
So he didn't double.
He's in the field.
Right. So what's the point?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to be right by her side 24/7. I mean, if she goes into labor, it's going to take a few hours.
Only, of course.
You know what I mean?
I don't care what he does. I just am commenting on the fact that he was telling everybody he can't wait to get home to his wife, and next thing you know, he's at a bar with all these
losers.
Well, he was home.
Holes in him because he's
a slight threat to Tiger. I don't think he's a
he was
EB,
home.
It's not
technically,
like
he was
with
home.
Her, with his wife that pregnant, it's not like he's going home to tag it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he doesn't get victory buns.
You're right. Maybe he gets a victory smoker.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's
he got that, then went out with the boys.
Right. All right. Listen, I actually don't think he's a phony.
No,
but that's
not.
The thought that
he's genuine.
First occurred to me. That's
but you
all.
Also thought Tiger had only been with like 5 women or less.
Well, here's a huge nerd,
here's
Tiger.
Here's something I think we can
agree
on.
I believe Cakes believed right. you, too.
Oh,
let's
boy.
Be honest. The green jacket is ugly.
Of course.
You know it's ugly, right?
Yeah, of course.
Even all the Masters nerds, you know it's ugly.
Of course
it's
it is.
It's an ugly piece of clothing that somehow has gained mythical status.
But you'd be sized to be wearing one.
Well, of course, because of what it represents.
Correct.
But on its own, it's an ugly green jacket.
And
it's
your point
a symbol.
Is? What is your point? I don't understand
I'm just
your
bringing,
point.
I'm just bringing up a fact.
That it's ugly?
Yes.
Yeah, but no one wears it because it's good looking. They don't wear it
they
out.
They wear it because of what it represents, what it signifies.
Of course.
All right, let's just go to...
stating that it's ugly.
Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, junkies? I love the show, Joe? As always. Yeah, I had to call in and just, JP, come on. Scottie Scheffler, a phony? Let's go, man. Come on. Like, that guy's the most stand-up dude ever. I mean, yeah,
I just said it's possible.
Well, Bickle's the one who brought it up.
I know.
By the way, and I said I don't think he is, oh, okay. But I'm just asking.
It's not possible. Okay, it's not possible.
I think he's probably genuine.
Probably.
I think he appears to be pretty darn genuine to me.
I don't follow Scottie Scheffler. I know very little. I don't know where he went to college. I don't know anything about him.
You know Zippy.
You don't know he went to Texas?
No, he doesn't know anything.
Possible!
No, why would I know that?
He loves Hook'em Horns. Loves Kevin Durant.
Common knowledge.
Common knowledge. Okay. You know it, Cakes.
No, these guys don't care about golf.
Of course not. It's not common knowledge.
Let's go to Steven and Sterling. Steven, what's up?
Steven.
Hey, guys. You guys are talking about that white Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it on Pawn Stars.
Right.
And the owner in 2017 brought it in and asked $1.3 million for it.
Mm. Well, there's no chance that bald dude and the big fat guy, whatever his
name. Yeah, Chumley didn't dish out.
Chumley said, you think we're going to give you $1.3 million? You can take a hike.
No, they said they probably counted at $600K.
Yeah. EB, here's your response to is Scottie Scheffler threatening Tiger Woods.
All right, see you later, buddy.
Scottie Scheffler's been number one for, they're hyping it up for like 80 weeks straight.
82 weeks.
Oh, it's 82?
I think it's 82.
Tiger Woods in his career has been number one for 683 weeks. So he's got 601 to go.
He's got a ways to go.
No, this is who
I actually like Scottie Scheffler. Hey, I'm just killing a segment.
This is who you should be asking who's phone, if he's phony or not.
Yeah.
If he takes the money, is Rory phony if he takes 850
from Liv? No, he's practical.
John Rahm?
I don't think Rory's
guys
a phony.
How many times did he say, I hate Liv?
Of course. I'm not saying, I mean,
I'm not saying
he's John Rahm's already regretting it. It sounds like everything he says, I want to play four rounds, not three. Yeah. Like he's desperate to be back in other tournaments.
And Eric, I'm not saying Rory's taking the money, but if he does,
if the rumor's true, if he takes the money, I don't think he's a phony. I think he's a practical person.
He's going to be
human on the
planet. He's going to be accused of being phony.
You could accuse them all you want.
After all the stuff.
You know what? Call me whatever you want. It's $850 million.
Right. I would do the same thing.
You can't turn it down.
I'm just telling you what people are going to say.
And they'll be correct.
You would take it. Everybody would take it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not a phony. He'd be hypocritical.
No, it just means, he changed his mind.
Yeah, it's
money, he could be bought.
It's called an offer you can't refuse.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
Being bought, similar to being a phony. That's exactly.
Okay, but
proven his point.
I would say 99% of the people in the world are phony, can be bought.
Hmm.
Very rare.
Why? Scottie Scheffler, I guarantee he's been offered money by Liv.
Has he been offered $850 million?
Probably not.
I don't know. He deserves it more than Rory does.
Lock.
He's a better player right now. Yep. That's for sure.
All right, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines right now at 800-636-1067 because when we come back, we'll play Who Makes More Money for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour that's coming to Capital One Arena this fall. So call right now at 800-636-1067. Look at
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Valdeezy producing a quality Aerosmith tune because we're about to give away Aerosmith tickets. Your chance to win two tickets to see Aerosmith Peace Out Farewell Tour. It says Farewall Tour here, but I'm pretty sure it's the Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. These tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. We're going to play Who Makes More Money. It's a very simple game. We'll throw out two names. If you guess who makes more money, you win the Aerosmith tickets. That's how this contest works.
By the way, I got a text or an email from CK that he was listening, I guess, a little bit delayed to the podcast. And he said, you can download podcasts from the Odyssey app. So not only is Gino a donk, I'm a donk. I didn't know that. So, oh, there you go. There is a link. It says podcasts and shows. Okay.
There you go.
CK's pulling out what's remaining of his hair.
Yeah. Sorry.
Case, you know how old Steven Tyler is?
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith fame, I'm going to say my guess is he's 75 years old.
Good guess. 76.
Pretty close.
How old is Mick Jagger?
He's got to be older. I'm going to say Mick Jagger.
82? Does that sound right?
I'm going to say Mick Jagger's. I'm going to just put him on a round number. I'm going to say Mick Jagger's 80, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Steven Tyler net worth. I would have thought higher than this. $150 million could be just a general number. I would have thought higher than $150.
That's pretty good net worth.
I mean, that's a good net worth.
I would love to.
I just would have guessed higher than
that. Yeah, but they're guessing.
I know they're guessing. I get it. He's probably worth double that.
Could be. I know that. If you win these tickets, you're going to pay Zippy to go see Aerosmith at Capital One Arena.
Let's punch up our first contestant. Who makes more?
All right.
Let's find people with similar salary ranges.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Richmond.
I got a good one for you.
All right.
All right, Rich.
It's Chris in Richmond.
Oh, Chris. Chris in Richmond. Who makes more? Lane Thomas from your Washington Nationals or TJ Oshie from your Washington Capitals? Who makes more?
I'm going to say Oshie.
TG Oshie makes $5.75 million. Lane Thomas, $5.45 million. You're a winner.
Wow, sounds simple. Very easy. You're a winner, sir.
Good job.
Enjoy. You've won those two tickets to see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes Tuesday, October 8th. That's at Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. Courtesy of Live Nation.
And props to Lane Thomas and the boys last night. Mitchell Parker made his major league debut pitching for the Nats and went out and faced Mookie Betts and Shohei, Freddie Freeman and Teoscar Hernandez and Will Smith and beat them.
Yeah, their top four of the lineup, the Dodgers, is ridiculous.
Right. Well, Mitchell Parker beat him last night.
I mean, I don't want to get...
And who hit a home run last night for the Nets?
Who?
C.J. Abrams.
C.J. Abrams.
Very good.
He's probably gonna be, I want to play a game with you, Jason. You're a Nationals fan. Mm-hmm. All right? Well, I'm going to challenge you to go from lowest salary to highest.
Okay.
Just to see how long you can go in order before you get tripped up.
I have no idea.
Good luck.
Not the whole roster, but just think of guys.
Well, the highest salary has got to be Patrick Corbin.
He is the highest. All right, then go from highest to low. Who is the next highest paid player on the team? I will tell you this. Highest. Lane Thomas is the third highest paid player. So there's only one guy.
Is it Gallo?
No, Gallo makes $5 million. Trevor Williams is making $7 million.
All right, Trevor Williams.
Then it's Lane Thomas, then Kyle Finnegan. Joey Gallo, Hunter Harvey. I mean, it's nubs.
What's Senzel making? Like 2 million?
Senzel's making 2. Luis Garcia just under 2.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have
Jesse
anybody.
Winker, 1.5. C.J. Abrams only making 750.
Well, he's going to get a healthy
I could tell you what,
C.J.
Abrams is going
to
be making multi-millions when his contract is up.
Absolutely.
Because he's going to be a superstar.
Manessis only makes 750.
What's C.J. Abrams making now?
752,
yeah,
400.
That's like what Cakes makes.
I wish I made 750.
You'd be sized.
I would need my endorsement stack to be up about this high to make 750. Mine has been. I have been getting a little bit of a CPR to my live read portfolio of late.
Oh, good for you.
I don't want to jinx things.
All right, good for you.
But that's good. I don't want to jinx my Nats overs bet. But I'm feeling pretty good right now.
I feel good about it. And
I feel pretty good.
And
it's so early.
I said I don't want to jinx it.
And I feel good about my Dodgers under bet, 103.5.
Hold on. You're feeling good about your Nats bet?
They're basically playing 500 ball right now.
They're 7-9.
Wow.
I said right now I feel good.
Yeah,
now,
you should.
Come back to me in mid-July. If they're on a swoon, I might not feel quite as good.
So they're on a little bit of a heater then. Maybe I got to pay attention.
Maybe you should.
Well, they lost 2 of 3 against Oakland, but... You know, they won the first against the Dodgers. They took 2 of 3 in San Francisco, I believe.
What is going on with the Marlins? They're 3-14.
They're awful.
They have a -36 run differential.
Look at the White Sox. 2-14, the White Sox.
Wow.
The White Sox have been shut out 6 times in 16 games.
They're not still being coached by that old fossil, Tony La Russa, are they?
No, they got some other guy.
They put him out to pasture.
Valdez, okay, any concern about Jackson Holliday's start? He's had 19 at-bats, has struck out 10 times, and has just one hit.
It's very, such a small sample size.
It's very concerning. I mean,
You're very concerned about Jackson Holliday already?
He'll be fine.
Yeah, but I
think that's kind of silly to be.
I think it's kind of concerning.
he's
because I wanted him to play ahead of Jorge Mateo. This team isn't into grooming their young players into turning them into all-stars. This team's ready to hit the road running.
Well, I mean, this 20-year-old kid, it's hard to hit major league pitching, even though you're the number one prospect.
He's just probably just
give
pressing.
Him some time. Give him some time.
He's probably pressing. The fact I haven't seen what his strikeout rate was in the minors.
How many
he
strikeouts?
Struck out, yeah. Again, he struck out 10 times in 19 at-bats.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's probably trying to go yard on a lot of these. But
he's facing major league pitchers. That's what he's doing. He's not facing minor leaguers.
How many strikeouts does he have? That's the
he's 10 got 10.
In 19.
10 out of 19.
A lot.
All right, can we focus on the task at hand?
Oh,
the Capitals are playing the biggest game of the year tonight.
Yeah, hey, I didn't bring up the Orioles.
In like 10 hours.
Cakes.
10-ish hours.
If they win, tomorrow is Caps sweater day.
Perfect. I'm in.
All four of us.
Yes.
You got to remind me, but I'll do it. Right. How much anxiety are you going to have between now and then? Are you going to be thinking about it all day?
All day.
All day?
All day long.
What are you going to have for lunch
I'm
today?
I'm Lionel Richie all day long. That was one of his hits,
all night long.
Right?
All night long.
Yeah, yeah.
All day long. All right. Good song.
I
what are you
going
to do to occupy your time today?
Today, it's
you're
a busy day.
Walk one of your dogs in the carriage?
Busy day. I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to hang out with Winnie. I'm going to take her for a walk.
Winnie.
I'm going to play tennis tonight.
You have the world's wimpiest dogs.
From 5:30 until 7, tennis. And then I'm going to sprint home, palms up, to watch the Capitals Flyers. My day is packed.
And for every goal, you drink a beer.
No, every goal. No, I'm not very straying from last night's routine.
Valdez convinced him of that.
Scotty's vodka cocktail, beer.
It's going to be such a disappointment if they don't make the playoffs.
I will be very disappointed if they lose to the Flyers. Severe disappointment. Actually, if they lose tonight, I may call out Caps tomorrow. Valdez, just put that on. Just make a note of that. If the Caps lose, especially in just heartbreaking fashion.
PTO denied.
Do you still have
calling out Caps.
Do you still have the Brooks-like jersey in the family room?
I do, yes. Yeah. In case of emergency, break glass. Take the Brooks-like jersey out of the frame. Yeah. You know what? If the Caps lose...
I didn't even pay attention. What is the jersey you're wearing today? Does it say Auville on the back?
No, it's Ovi.
That's a horrible jersey foul, JP. I would never fall prey to it. It's an Ovi jersey. I would never put my name on the
back. I'm wearing my Vrana
tomorrow.
If they win, I'm wearing Vrana.
All right, let's go, Caps. We'll see you tomorrow. Beamich and Finley coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.